Summer is a time for guilty pleasures. And for TV viewers who secretly long to be Hollywood insiders, there's plenty of guilty pleasure to be found in HBO's Project Greenlight. Now in its second season, the series begins with a contest. Would-be screenwriters and directors, 7,000 entered this year, compete for the prize of making a movie with a $1 million budget from Miramax Films. There is one catch. The winners are also the stars of the TV show. They have to make their film under the unrelenting gaze of the camera. NPR's Lynn Neary has this report on some of the people who didn't win, the Project Greenlight finalists.
The star power of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck got Project Greenlight off the ground. Affleck and Damon hit pay dirt a few years back when they wrote their own screenplay, Good Will Hunting, and went on to win an Academy Award. Project Greenlight, so they tell viewers at the start of each show, was set up to give other struggling filmmakers their big break.
Project Greenlight's a contest for screenwriting and directing.
Amateur people who've never made a movie before get a chance to do just that.
The draw for contestants is obvious. It's almost impossible for a complete unknown to break into the upper echelons of Hollywood. Molly Mayock, one of 10 finalists in the screenwriting competition, works for a small independent film company based in L.A. Even with all her connections, Mayock says, she still couldn't get anyone to read her screenplays.
They were so inundated with friends and acquaintances submitting scripts that when I asked decision makers, say, at my company, they simply just didn't have the time and the wherewithal because every time they sneeze, if they're at a 7-Eleven, somebody's handing them a script.
Much further from the action, screenwriting finalist Leo Baudet commutes to a job at a Boston-based insurance company by day. At night, he writes till the wee hours of the morning. Baudet was thrilled when he learned he was one of the finalists to be flown to the Sundance Film Festival, where the winners were announced last January. When he got there, Baudet called his brother, an avid fisherman, and tried to explain what it was like.
Imagine that you fish your whole life, and as a fisherman, there are no other fishermen around you. There's no one to talk about the mundane things with, like what kind of fishing line do you use? What time of day do you like to go? And the same thing is true with amateur writers and amateur filmmakers, amateur directors. So I had that opportunity to spend that time with these writers and discuss things that were important to me, but maybe not to another person. Certainly not to a fisherman like my brother.
Neither Baudet nor Mayock really expected to win. They knew their screenplays couldn't be made within the time limits and budget constraints of Project Greenlight. But they were happy to get the exposure and the context that came with being a finalist. Sheila Jenka set her sights higher.
And I just thought, this is my time. This is happening because it's my time. So I really walked into it thinking I was going to win.
Jenka says she wasn't even thrown by the cameras, which followed all the finalists everywhere during their stay at Sundance. In fact, she kind of enjoyed the attention. That is, until the winners were announced. When Jenka didn't hear her name, she cried.
And one of the producers approached me with a cameraman. And the camera wasn't on. And he said, Sheila, I'm really, really sorry. We were really pulling for you. I'm sorry. How do you feel? And I said, I feel terribly disappointed. Surprised and disappointed and hurt. And then he turned on the camera and he pointed it at me and he said, so, Sheila, how do you feel?
Jenka retreated to her hotel room for a good cry, only to remember she was still wired up to a mic. Joe Otting, one of the four finalists in the director's category, wasn't too disappointed he didn't win, so he decided to stay around and party. He was glad he did because he got to talk to Matt Damon about a script he was interested in.
First thing he said to me was, Joe, we really love your stuff. We still want to do Prisoner. And I was like, whoa. You know, that was an amazing thing for me. You know, they had just, you know, we were going to get the opportunity to still do the movie without the scrutiny of all the cameras.
Rolling, Steve? Mark?
And action!
Making your first film under the scrutiny of TV cameras is a daunting challenge. So daunting, in fact, that some Project Greenlight finalists have decided losing wasn't so bad after all.
I thank God every day that I didn't win.
Rael Tucker and her writing partner, Sarah Gamble, are still amazed by the doors that have opened to them since they were named finalists in the screenwriting competition. Now that they're watching the show, the reality of reality TV is hitting home.
Having to be in the public eye that way, making all the mistakes that you're just bound to make as you step into this business, is not something that's very attractive. So is it bad to win? I don't think it's bad to win, but it's certainly a traumatic thing to happen.
You know, I don't think that it was any of the contestants' intention to become a reality TV star by entering Project Greenlight. I think that everyone in the competition are really serious filmmakers, and that it's a sort of trade-off. You decide that it's worth it to you to get this chance, even though it means that you're going to be on reality television, they're going to do some creative editing, and they're definitely going to put your worst moments of making your first film on HBO.
Not only does the program show and maybe even manufacture some bad moments, it also shows executive producer Chris Moore gossiping about them with producer Jeff Bayless.
There's one thing that got a little bit ugly. When they do the take, the dad comes over and hugs, and it's a three-way hug. All I said was, could we get a shot of the dad, not bring the dad into the hug?
That's a disaster.
And that much of the drama this season is centered on the tension between the winning directing team, Kyle Rankin and Ephraim Potel, and the winning screenwriter, Erica Beeny. Molly Mayock says as she watches the show, she keeps wondering what it would have been like if she had won.
Every single minute of that show, I imagine what it would be like to be in their shoes. And I wonder, okay, if the directors tried to rewrite my script and I show up the next day and a whole scene is rewritten, how would I come off on television? Would I be a screaming maniac? Or, you know, I ask myself all those questions.
Mayock has no regrets about entering Project Greenlight, nor does director Joe Otting. But now, as they watch the show, they can't help wondering if winning would have hurt more than helped their careers.
I think it could definitely hurt your career. And I think that's the big gamble.
Obviously, you know, what people see on the show is what they're going to take to heart. And, you know, what you go through, I think, in the show, unless in the end you have a brilliant film, a film that just blows people away, I think that then people would forget about whatever went on. But if not, people are going to take the easy way out.
They're going to remember the TV show.
Yeah.
All the finalists say their careers have benefited from their Project Greenlight experience. All of them would do it again. And they suspect, in spite of everything, the winners would too. After all, they just wrapped their first feature film. The Battle of Shaker Heights will be in theaters on August 22nd, the same weekend the HBO show concludes. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.